She helps me preach. Amen. How's that? Amen. God bless our prayer. Come on, let's sing this. How many know God is a great God this morning? Amen. He's an awesome God. Amen. Amen. It's unto the Lord. If you know the song, come on, help us stand. Let's stand on our feet. Let's worship God this morning. One more time. This song is called How Great is Our God. He's, as Reverend said, our expectation level. Our mind and our hearts and our souls. Let's open up. How big is he? The Bible says, according to your faith, be it unto you. Amen. And so truly, truly, let's open up our faith. Let's believe God for something awesome today. Amen. Go ahead.
The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide, and trembles at his voice, trembles at his voice. How great is our see how
great this morning. Come on, praise him this morning. So good, he's watched over us from sea to sun to sea. He's watched us and covered us and blessed us. So many big things, little things. God has been good to us. Just thank him this morning. Give him praise on this wonderful Sunday morning. Give him glory for life, for health, for strength, provision. God is a great God, church. Give him glory. Being such a great and awesome God that you are. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Give him praise offering one more time. Give the Lord a praise and worship this morning. We serve a great God. Amen. You may be seated. They got another one coming. Amen. It's unto the Lord. Continue to pray. Pray for one another. Amen. We know that God is a good God. And again, you cannot outthank him. Cannot outgive him. Cannot outbless him. Again, for all the many blessings that he showed towards us this wonderful morning. Amen. Truly, truly, God is an awesome God. You think about it, he says, think about all that God has done for me. You look back over your life. Just continue to always be in the spirit of thanksgiving. We don't have to wait till the last Thursday, the third Thursday of November. But every day, give him thanks. Amen. Give him thanks in everything. Amen.
Standing here, not knowing how we'll get through this test, but holding on to faith you know best. Nothing can catch you by surprise. You've got this figured out, and you're watching us now. pick us up. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
church this morning. Give the Lord glory. He made a way. Amen. Don't know why, but I'm grateful. Amen. What do you mean by don't know why? We first heard the song and say, what you mean don't know why? We know how he did it, but amen, we're grateful. So in other words, he was saying, the songwriter said, I don't know why he did it for me, but I'm grateful. We were so undeserving, a wretched sinner like you and I, but God's grace and his mercy reached out and said, hey, I love you anyway. I know, again, we wasn't who we were supposed to be yet. Again today, we still strive to be what God wants us to be. But you know, we're grateful for salvation, thankful for his love and his mercy. This time we're going to dismiss for the children's church as well. Amen. Appreciate all the little children. all the little children, red and yellow, black and white. The Bible says, and the song says, they are precious in his sight. Amen. So come on back, young ones. Come on back, young ones, to the house, to the church house back in the back. Amen. They look so disappointed when I leave them out. And so I'm not going to leave him out. There he is. He's been ready since the beginning. Snacks and all. There you go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Appreciate each one. Continue to pray for the youth. Amen. And various ones. And again, we hope to, at the end of June, we hope to have some type of friends and family celebration. And also where we can celebrate their achievements. So their accomplishments, get the parents. Again, we'll spread it out to where we can recognize all the school kids. Even though they got one more day of school, Reverend Johnson. Man, New York is torturous. They got one more day of school after the last, so they got to go back Monday. It's hard to believe. They got to go back that final Monday of the month, and then they'll be back. So, but that Sunday before, we want to have a fun day for the family, friends and family. Because we're not going to be able to do the Independence Day celebration, so we're going to do it the week before, all right? So we got to put the effort and energy into the week before. Amen. So I'll be mindful of that the week, the last Sunday. I believe it's 26th of June. Come on out and be with us, all right? Amen. Again, we say thank you for giving. Also, I focus on my mom, but my dad. Amen. My dad. Wait a minute, Dad. Amen. Amen. My father, intricate part of the family, leader of the house. Amen. Amen. And quiet storm. Amen. How's that? And so we thankful for him. Many of you pray for him. You pray for him. Amen. He was saying yesterday at the graduation, I wasn't even sure I was going to be able to make it. And because why? Because many of you know about a month ago, he was laid up in the hospital. Amen. Had fallen, hitting his head really bad. Bleeding in between the skull and the brain. Amen. And really wasn't sure he was going to be able to make it. They said he was a dead man laying on the floor when y'all found him. But he's standing here today. Amen. Amen. Only because you made a way. Amen. And only because you made a way. And so we thank you for your prayers. Continuing his speedy recovery. Amen. He walks with a cane, but he's trying to get rid of it. He left that thing in the store. He was at the gas station. He said, I'll bring in a cane. I said, yeah, Dad, you left it over there. And why? Because he tired of that cane as well. But hold on to it for a little while longer. Amen. To keep his stability of everything. But thank God. But God is our stability. Amen. Amen. God is our stability. And truly, truly, we are blessed. On the way back. And why were they here again? Because Victoria. Amen. The minister of music here. Amen. The minister of music. And she continues to do a good job. I got a few more members to add. Amen. On the back row back there, but we get them going. Hey, man, glad to see you guys. I'll tease all the time. But we thank God for them. Amen. And so, she one of her degrees was in music. And so she's been able to put it in practice, and her teachers and her professors were so excited. She said, yeah, I'm the choir director. I said, yeah. They said, how many people in your choir? She said, about four or five of us. Amen. But in our mind, it's a choir. Amen. We see a big vision. And we were there yesterday. And we was up on stage, and a big old stage up there. And we saw all these thousands of chairs sitting. I said, Reverend, this is going to be us one day. Amen. And then I said, that's going to be the choir seats up top. And it was probably about 100 seats up top. Amen. That's the choir up there. Amen. And so begin to visit it with us. Amen. As we continue to labor for the Lord. But again, so they were so thrilled that she was able to use her using her ministry and using her gift. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Amen. For the kingdom of God. Not only that, but in creative writing. Very talented. So we're thankful for her today. Amen. But I want to get focused here. And on the way from the graduation, we was in Pennsylvania, we drove. And so we was watching a friend of mine's funeral. A friend of the family there, a former pastor's son, back growing up in Louisville, Kentucky. And so he had passed away this week. And so we were looking at the funeral, which was yesterday. And it was kind of hard to hear. Kind of hard to hear because it wasn't connected to the video. And so it was somebody recording. So now you pick up everything in the recording. So it's not a clear. One of the words I got out of it was this. If you could turn with me to Matthew 25, 21 through 23 we'll use this morning. 21 through 23. And I want to use it this morning. Matthew 25, 21 through 23 we'll use as a main reading. The Bible says, his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And in verse 22, Matthew 25, 22, it says, and also he that received two talents, he says, came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me two talents. Behold, I have gained two other talents besides them. In 23, it tells us, he says, his Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant that has been faithful over a few things, and I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. And for the sake of reading, I'll just read this last one too. There was one more left of the people he was talking to. The Bible says, then he had one which received one talent and came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, gathering where thou hast not strawed. He says in 25, I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. And lo, thou hast that is thine. And he answered, the Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knowest that I reap where I have sown not. I gather where I have sowed not. Thou oughtest therefore to have put thy money to the exchangers, and then at my coming, when I have reached mine own use usury, take therefore the talent from him and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto everyone that shall have shall be given, he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken even that which he hath. The Bible says, I might as well read it all. The Bible says, and cast ye the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. And there's weeping and gnashing of teeth. And when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate one from another, as a shepherd divided his sheep from the goats, and he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. And then shall the king say unto him on the right, come ye, blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. I read to you the whole parable there, but I'll draw your attention back to it. We'll use verse 23. The Bible says, the Lord said unto him, well done, good and faithful servant. Well done, I'll stop right there, good and faithful servant. For a little bit today, I want to use this title of a message. The most important words that you want to hear. The most important words that you want to hear. Reverend Johnson, if it opens in prayer, please. Amen. And so as I mentioned earlier about how the broadcast wasn't the greatest of quality sound, but that was one of the words that really stuck out the preacher used about well done, good and faithful servant. The words that were most important in the broadcast, really. No doubt, again, that the words in which God will say to those that have served him, lived for him, that have labored and dedicated their lives unto the Lord. Not that we hear about to use this text for a funeral oftentimes, but it's applicable, more applicable today. Because it's for the hearer to hear and for those that are here with life in their bodies. No, I ask you to take these words and make these words the most important words in your life. To make them to where they ring in your heart, to where we share with you tonight about making it in declaring in your heart and your soul that I have to make it to heaven no matter what. These are the words in which Christ will stand before each of us again as we stand on that great judgment day, having to stand before the Lord. And he used a parable here showing how people use their talents. They use their talents for the kingdom of God, and some others did not use their talents. Those that were not usable by God, as we read the conclusion of this parable, how they were cast into the eternal lake of fire. That's a sobering exchange that which Jesus had given to all of us, realizing that we are eternity-bound people in our lives. How many know that today? And so he says we must, in the first part of that parable, 21 through like 25 there, it's the most important part. He was showing those that would be used by God. Those would allow God to use their hands and their minds and their hearts and their feet and their efforts and their energy and the life that we have, let it be used for the glory of God. He goes on, there's two parts to that. He shows us when you let God use you, he will bless you today. How many say that today? Oftentimes we feel like, again, the devil can do us better. The world will portray it that way. No, the devil cannot do us better, church, today. Serving God, giving him your life. The Bible says what? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Seek God first. Put God at the beginning of your day. I love what Rev. Johnson do with his son. He makes him do devotion. He told me he came in a little grumpy yesterday. Why? Because he was mad because daddy made him do devotion. Yes, daddy made him do devotion. Amen. He drops my wife. To my wife in the mornings, and my wife was like, "What's wrong, Trey? Daddy made me. He was mad. I'm gonna punish him because." But he was kind of holding it back. But he said, "Daddy made me read my Bible." He's showing him in early in the morning, son, before you even go to school, read your Bible. So sometimes he has homework. Amen. He has homework. And so my wife be like, "All right, well, he had any more assignments, Sister Willock?" "Yes, he's got to read." So, all right, good. We can just read the Bible and we get that out the way. So, read assignment's done for the day, son. Not so he don't get make him read the Bible all the time. He's still a kid. But it's really ingrained in him. The Bible tells us what? To train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old, he will not depart from it. Well, see, that's so cruel. No, that's the best thing he can do for his son. He can easily show him how to smoke weed. Come on. Preacher always go to the extreme. It's real stuff. He could easily show him how to drink or go out of the store and buy a fifth of liquor. But no, he's showing him God. And that's no doubt, again, because he wants him to put God first. How do we get on that? That's bonus. That's the bonus track there. But just think about this. How do you begin to look at this? How did God, and letting it be used for the glory of God. And so even in all these different things, showing him how he's faithful to the Lord, faithful and committed. And men and women today, let us show our youth and our people today to be committed to the Lord. We're going to get to that in a minute here. But let them, daddy was a hard worker and all these different things, but you know what? He showed me God first. We spend multiple days in church. Amen. And you think about that, why? Because he showed us the way. And whether we wanted to believe it or not, he showed us the way. Amen. And so naturally you begin to look at this today, because when we get old, we will not depart from it. They were sharing me the other day, he reminded me, and I was a little boy, and this is more inside track stories here. They said, we used to stand in the kitchen sink, which is nice. I used to stand and look in the backyard, we had a kitchen window, and we had this little spray hose. They said I was a little boy up there preaching through the spray hose. As a little boy, and I wasn't saying much of anything, but and I was just preaching from the window. But little did I know that was going to be prophetic. Amen. For what God was going to do. Amen. Amen. But you begin to look at that, not talking about me, but you think about this, how the beginning, it's important to put these things, seek ye first the kingdom of God, but back to the talents. And so Jesus was showing us, when we give our best to the Lord, give the best in the days of your youth, give your best in the best all the rest of your life to God. Amen. Whether it's the latter years of your life, the middle years of your life, or the early years of your life, let's give our best to the Lord, because these are the most important words we want to hear. Well done, thou good and faithful servant today. Amen. It was a sobering exchange between that Jesus had given to all of us to begin to ponder upon these things, the parable about the kingdom of God, making it to heaven, on and on and on. And so we look at this. I was reminded about point number one is well. So he says, well, that part about well. Let's serve the Lord. Again, I was reminded of a lady in the book of 2 Kings. Bible says that she was childless. She was childless. And naturally, the prophet Elisha came to her and he asked her, he says, naturally, she came to him asking, he came to her and prophesied to her about, again, she was going to have a child. And she began to say, no way, there's no way I'm going to have a child. He prophesied to her, he says, no, you're going to have a child in this season. This is going to come to pass. And naturally, she had to receive the word. We got to receive the word to receive what God wants for your life. Amen. To see things happening in your life, to see the blessings of the Lord. Naturally, being childless was a sense of a shame. It was a detriment to the ladies not to have any children. And so naturally, it would be a blessing for her to have a children. And so she says, please don't play with me, man of God. Please don't play with my soul. He says, in this season, you will have a baby, but you have to receive what I'm telling you. And so when we receive the word well, the first point, well, we receive it well. I believe God's got some great things in store for you and I. Amen. Receive the word of God. Don't reject the word of God this morning. Don't hold up your shield this morning. Don't block your ears out. But receive it with gratefulness and gladness in your heart. I'm telling you, God has something great for you. So the Bible says she received it. Later on, a couple of months later, she was pregnant, had the baby. The baby grew up a little bit. He grew into a young man. And the Bible says the baby fell sick. And he died.
Naturally, and so when the prophet came, and the prophet was back in town, and the Bible says that she saw and heard the prophet, and he saw her, and she came, and he began to pick up something's wrong with her. He said, "Is it all right? Is everything all right?" She said, "Yay, my Lord." He says, "No, something's vexing your soul. Something's not well." My friend, if something's not well in your heart, I'm telling you, give it to God today. Because I'm telling you, God can make all things well this morning. He does all things well. He does all things, and he's able to shape and mold and things in your life. He knows how to build your life better than we do. Better than the professors do. Better than the counselors do. Better than what the educators do. Our God, he's the manufacturer for us. And naturally, he wants all things to go well for your life. And so naturally, she picked up. She was not well. Something was troubling her heart. She said, how's the boy? He said, he had a head injury on a plate. Something happened in his head. Maybe aneurysm. We don't know. The Bible won't go into detail. But he fell. He said, my head. And the Bible says, and eventually he died. But the Bible said, I like her response. He says, how goes things? He said, it is well. And that's really where that song comes from, that song, It Is Well With My Soul. She said, it is well, my Lord. It is well. Why? Perhaps now that you hear it's well. Well, when God shows up, it's going to be all right. The Bible says, well, all things work together for the good. To them that love God, no doubt, and live according to his purpose and do his will and do his divine plan, things will work out for the good. And so it was well with her soul. Why? Because, again, she knew the God that Elijah served. She knew the God, even within her heart. Naturally, she knew and was even just grateful, no doubt, that God was able to do what he had done previously. But God was going to do more. God was going to raise up that baby. God was going to deliver that baby. God was going to raise that baby again from the dead. God was really going to make it well. And amen, in your life, you may have a dead situation. You may have things that seem like it's not just working. Give it over to God. God can make it well this morning. Amen. We talk about well done, thou good and faithful servant. So the first point is well. Done means, again, God is able to complete it. Amen. Done. You think about done. It means your labors are done. We share with you how that we use this in the funeral many times, but done. Your labors on earth are done. And so you think about it. Once it's all said and done, no doubt, what is our condition for our soul? But taking it in a different direction briefly, you think about how God is able to get it done as well. And when you talk to God, when you live for God, when you live well, amen, meaning uprightly before the Lord, when you live for the kingdom of God, when you serve him and serve him well, do to the best of your ability, serve with all your heart and your soul and your spirit. I'm telling you, God is able to do things that we cannot do. The Holy Ghost moves and is able to move in places and things that we cannot do. And when you begin to pray and ask God for a miracle or blessing, the Bible says it can be done. Amen. It shall be done. That's what he said in his word. It shall be done. We have to have the prayer of faith to believe it. And so today, if you need salvation, it can be done today. I mean, know that this morning. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, it can be done today. Amen. Because before we were incomplete, undone, half-baked, without the Lord in our lives. But when Christ comes in, he gives us a complete heart. He makes us whole, church, today. He completes the whole job. God is able to make you whole in your soul today. Not half-baked, but full of God and full of the Spirit of God, full of joy unspeakable, full of the Holy Ghost today. God is able to complete your life. That's the empty spot that's missing in many lives. God is able to fix it this morning. The Bible says he's completed. When Jesus died on the cross, we shared with you a few weeks ago about, he said it's finished, it's completed. It's been accomplished. The salvation plan, again, real accomplishments. The real most important accomplishment is to make it to heaven. At the end of it all, yes, degrees are nice. I was thinking about all those students that crossed that stage yesterday. And I said, you know what, at the end of the day, the most important accomplishment is your eternal destination. Is it well with your soul? How many of them, I pray that they will come to know Jesus Christ, that they don't know him already. I pray along their achievements and their careers that they're pursuing and the families that they raise, that they will come to know the Lord, give their lives to Christ. Because again, yes, these things have their place, but there's no greater honor, there's no greater degree than the master's degree from heaven. Amen. How many know that? Share with you many times. If you want a master's degree, get it from the master himself. Amen. That's the great, amen. That's a great piece of paper, brother. You get the master's degree, amen. We was talking about finishing up his. He said, again, he's working on it. But you know what? The greatest of all degrees you can get is the master's degree from heaven. And when you get the master's degree from heaven, man, no door. You can walk in the doors that the men and women have 4 or 5 degrees in. You can walk in and say, my name is such and such. How you doing? I'm applying for your job. And God will work you. Maybe take a little bit, but you can work up through the ranks. And God can bless you with that type of degree. God can open up doors. He has the master key. Are you listening this morning? You ever heard of master locks? He has the master key this morning. And God can open up doors in your life today and open up places that you cannot imagine even going because you have the master up in heaven. Amen. And so we look at this. He's able to do and make you whole. Well done. So God is able to complete it. God is able to bless you and all your accomplishments. Get God. Get God. The Bible says that he says good. The third part of that message is good. He said, well done, thy good. Good. Amen. And there's none righteous, no, not one. But with Christ, he makes it well. He saves the soul. We now put on his righteousness. And he puts his spirit in us to where we can go and do good. The Bible tells in Romans, he says, do good and overcome evil. He said, overcome evil with good. Do good, do his will, do the things of God, do your best to live and follow the good shepherd. You want to do good today? Follow Jesus. The Bible says he's the good shepherd today. He, the good over evil, follow what's right and versus wrong. Amen. And so we look at this. I think about it in your life, how to do what's right before the Lord. Your mind, have a good attitude, a good mindset, a good heart towards God. Amen. And try to do the best you can for the kingdom of God. And God will help you. He causes all things to work out for our good, as we said earlier. Good conversation. Good conversation. Part of it is from the heart. It flows from the heart. In our words, be again good as unto the Lord. You think about it, the Bible talks about out of the heart the mouth speaketh. And I was just observing yesterday as we were there in that big old tent and all the people. We actually was in that church building too. I said in there is a whole different conversation than over here in the vestibule and in the hallway, downstairs, out in the parking lot. All these words coming about. Mumble jumble words and words and words in the tent. There was so many words. And I thought about globally all over the place. There's conversations going on. There's messages being preached right now as we speak. Speeches, ceremonies, sermons, again, voices all around. It sounds like clamor many times. And you think about it again, but and we talked about the power of words as well. The power of words. And the Bible even tells us the death and life is in the power of the tongue. I know that as well. We shared with you about the power of God's word last week. And no doubt, sometimes we may say things, again, people say things or may not, or wish they can have back. Bible says it's an unruly beast. And even through text messages sometimes or through conversation emails, words can be construed in the wrong way. The power of words. And so I'm bringing this up because of good conversation. The tongue, the Bible says in James 3. Give me a minute before we get back to the other part of this message. James chapter 3, the Bible says the tongue is unruly or it cannot be tamed by man. It is unruly, evil, deadly, poison. He says, therewith we bless God and even the Father, he says, and we curse men after the similitude of men. Curse after the similitude of God. He was referring to how little do we don't curse God. Some people do. But he was even saying, mankind is made in God's image. And so we should respect one another as well with our words. He said, out of the mouth proceeded blessings. And he said, out of the same mouth proceeded curses. He says, my brethren, this should not be. This is James chapter 3. Verses 10. Verse 11 says, doth the fountain, out of the fountain proceed sweet and bitter at the same time? Number 12, he says, can a fig tree bring forth berries and olives at the same time, or figs and vine out of the same vine? He says, neither can a fountain yield salt and fresh at the same time. So in other words, he says, I want out of your lips, amen, good things out of your lips. The Bible talks about how the power of the tongue can destroy. Power of the tongue can cause a lot of damage, is what he was saying. Causes wars, causes divorces. No doubt we want to use our tongues and our voices for the kingdom of God. To use your lips to promote and lift up the name of Jesus. To use your tongue to glorify God. Use your tongue to pray and seek the Lord's face. Use it and not out of this to bless someone and not curse someone. To use that tongue for the glory of God, church, today. Let us do good. Amen. We're talking about do good, thou good and faithful. The good part of it. So God is looking at the heart. And out of the heart, the mouth speaks. So, amen. And so let's move on. The Bible tells us in Matthew 12:35. Give me a minute here, guys. A good man out of the good treasures of his heart is what Jesus said. Matthew 12:35. A good man, so everybody says again, a good man or a good woman out of the treasures of their heart, he says, bringeth forth good things. Good things, amen. We have enough bad news in the world. But let us share forth the good news, amen. Let us go by and tell somebody Jesus cares for you. Jesus is the answer. Sometimes again today, let us bless the Lord. Bless others with our words. Or how you doing today? Or encouraging word to somebody. We need some good news in the land. And the most important good news of it all is to tell somebody that Jesus is Lord today. Amen. Or tell somebody that again, you are concerned and that God can help them. Let's get the message out and the good news out today. Amen. Men and women, those that are good, faithful servants, are those that spread the good news today. Let's your tongue be used for the good. Amen. And so he says, out of the mouth, out of the heart is the treasures of the heart, bringing forth good things. And evil men out of the evil treasures bring forth evil things. Number 12:36, Matthew. He said, but I say unto you that every idle word that man shall speak, they give an account thereof in the day of judgment. Even idle words. So I was thinking about saying, you know what, we joke around with my wife all the time, playing around different things. Sometimes she say, I say, I'm just playing. You know, people don't always take jokes as jokes. All of us, you know what I'm saying? I say, no, I was just joking with you. But, you know, idle words sometimes. Again, be careful what we say and try to help one another. Amen. I'm just giving an example. Does everybody understand that? But idle words, words for words. Let our words be, again, the Bible says, how that prophet said, not one of his words. Amen. Fell on the ground. All his words had impact. Don't you know our words have impact? Amen. So the criticism, various things we do. Amen. Again, let us be careful what we say. I remember seeing a cartoon picture, and it was saying, if you feed them hate, they're going to learn to be prejudiced. It was a picture of a little boy with a spoon. His parents were feeding him a spoonful of stuff. We were just talking about that. If they learn to hate, they're going to learn to be prejudiced. If you teach them discouragement, they're going to have low self-esteem. Amen. On and on, he gave a bunch of lists of things about what we feed into the hearts. And so out of the tongue, and so what we say, amen, let us be also a word of encouragement. Now, again, so as everybody understand that, let us encourage one another with the word of God. Amen. And so let's move on. The Bible says, but every idle word that man shall speak shall give an account. So we have to give an account. So back to those conversations. I was thinking about those conversations. That's how I got on this. All them conversations in the tent. And it was, if you stop and listen for a minute here, the roar of everybody's conversation and the roar of everything going on. And I said, but you know what? And so think about all these words God is hearing. And so let our conversation be good. He says, for the words that thou shalt be, by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So he says, one or the other, our words will bless us and cause, we have to give an account. And the same thing, we have to give an account for the words that that shall condemn us today. But I like those words again, what she said, it is well with my soul. So let us have good conversation. Good, but the point about good is good conversation, good testimony, good behavior, good attitude. Let's follow have a good spirit about us. Let us follow the good shepherd. Amen. Let him live on the inside of our hearts. Amen. And be a blessing to one another. The last two pieces here I'm going to give you is faithful. Faithful. Faithful in the Bible. He told us back in our text. He said, you've been faithful in a few things. If we can get the little things right, I believe God can do a lot. I remember listening to a coach. He says, if they can just get the fundamentals down first, just learn how to dribble first. Can you just learn how to drill? Can I learn how to catch? I remember going to basketball camp. They had us doing that for a long time, didn't they? Denny Crum camp. Man, we had us for about 30 minutes. Just bounce pass. I already know how to do a bounce pass. I want to shoot. I want to play. No. You got to learn how to bounce pass first. We had to do the chest pass, over the head pass. Then we had to do this. We went through this cone and all this different thing. I said, man, he was teaching us the basics first. if we can get the little things right. And so we begin to look at this, and how to, again, you think about the, what were we at? About faithful. So faithful in those little things. He said, he says, because you've been faithful in a few things, the rest will come into place. And so if we can just get down, amen, again, being faithful and committed to God, faithful in reading our Bibles, as Remus talking about the devotional time, be faithful in prayer, be faithful in attendance, amen. But if we can get the folks to be consistent, amen, this one here and this one there, if everybody would come at the same time, we wouldn't have no space. But we begin to be consistent. Let me, God, help me be faithful to the church, faithful to you, faithful in giving, faithful in my tithing, amen, faithful in attendance. Let me be faithful. God writes it all down. Amen. Did y'all know that? Again, we back to what we said. God is going, we got to stand before the judge. And we got to give an account. Our report, we're going to all have report cards. Right? We're all going to have report cards. Have I been faithful? Did I do my, what did they just tell me? I underachieved. Going through school, it was a struggle to get me through school. She had to go down to school many a day to talk to my teachers. I wasn't going to graduate high school. I was about to sit out. She went down there and talked to them about something. I had to go do some extra paperwork and some extra schoolwork. I made it through it. But to think about that, how to, I lost my train of thought, but how to you being faithful and how to being committed to it, and on and on and on in a few things. I lost my train of thought. But you think about it, how they, help me out, somebody help me out, get me back on, I'm all over the place, I know, but help me. But you think about it, God is able to help us be faithful. God, help me be faithful in the little things, in the little things, to be committed in those little things. God, be committed just, again, in just the smallest of tithing and offerings. And the Bible, I'm going to give you two. Daniel was faithful. The Bible says in Hebrews, Moses was faithful. Daniel was faithful all the way up to the lion's den. He knew he was about to get chewed up by the lions. And the king, Nebuchadnezzar, knew that he was going to die. He knew that Daniel was faithful. And he knew the law. He says, you know what, this law is in place, but we got to throw you into the lion's den. But he said, your God will deliver you. Because he knew Daniel was faithful to his God. And he already knew, so I got to put you in here, but you know what? Your God's going to deliver you. And when you've been faithful, brothers and sisters, today, God will deliver you. The reason why I bring it up is I encourage you to be faithful. Be faithful to God. Be faithful when we don't feel like being faithful. Be faithful anyway. Be faithful when we don't feel like getting up out of that old bed. Get up, get up, get up, get up out of that bed. Again today, be faithful in that. You know what? We got to serve. Yes, we got to get up and make it happen. I'm being faithful in these things. And why? When the lion does come, when it's time to be thrown in the worst one of your fires, fiery furnaces, or the lion's den of your life, you will be able and God will see you and he will be faithful and just to help you and deliver you. When the lions go to open their mouths, he will shut them for you because you've been faithful. The Bible says the next morning, Nebuchadnezzar got up out of the morning, sweat. He couldn't even sleep all night long. The Bible says he got up in the morning. He says, Daniel, has your God delivered you? He says, yes, my Lord. The Lord came and shut the lion's mouth. Amen. I'm telling you today, we serve a God that's able to shut the devil's mouth as well. Amen. God is faithful. You call on God, God will stop every attack of the enemy. God is able to do and put the brakes on the devil and his plan in your life. I'm telling you today, be faithful to God. And because when you reach in there into that bag and looking for God, he'll be there, amen, because you've been faithful, because you've been committed, amen. In church today, let's be faithful. In a day of unfaithfulness, let's be faithful. I got to get you guys go home, amen. The last one here was servant. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Brothers, let's be servants of the Lord. I remember in Bible school, Pastor Davis pulled out his Bible. He was sitting up there on the class, I think it was the children's church, the old fellowship hall. And he pulled out the Bible, and he was like, 1 Peter chapter 1, and Peter was a servant of the Lord. And he went to Thessalonians, Paul, the servant of the Lord. John, he went to another one, John, the servant of the Lord. He went through a whole realm of apostles and prophets who were faithful and servants of God. brothers and sisters, they serve the Lord. Jesus came to serve us, but now let's turn back and serve him, man. Because of what he's done. They sing this song, come on up, come on up. He says, don't know why, but he did it. Don't know why you were faithful to all the way to the cross. Don't know why you love me. I should have been not be here. He's talking about that. But you know, the reason why is we say this because, again, we know what God has done. But you did it. He was willing to give his life. That we, you know, now we should turn it around and serve him. He says, why? The apostle says, he says, serve the Lord. Present your bodies a living sacrifice. I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice. What's that, Romans? He says, present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto the Lord. Romans 12. Which is your reasonable service. It's a service. Let us be of service for the King. What can I do? Well, be faithful, be committed. Amen. You can pick up a rag every now and then, mop, you know, powder, cut the grass. Amen. Help the reverend cut the grass. Amen. Be a blessing. Say, I'll cut the grass. We can rotate. Cut the grass. Brother James is out here this morning. He cuts the grass. Reverend cut the grass. We cut the grass. Amen. Do something. Take out the trash. Let me. How can I help? Most important is pass out flyers with us. Amen. Every Saturday, Saturdays throughout the week, various times we meet up and we'll let you know. Amen. Come on out. Invite somebody to house the Lord. Serve the Lord. Find a way. Say, God, I just want to help because of what you've done for me. And so I was reminded in Romans 16. Romans 16 is we close. You can begin to play. It was two ladies, the Bible says, Priscilla and Aquila. He said, my fellow helpers in Christ. This is Paul speaking. He said, who have for my life laid down their necks. That always sticks out to me. He said, they laid down their necks. He says, whom not only I give thanks, but all the churches of the Gentiles. They were willing to serve that we could have what we have today. There were people who served thousands of years ago that we could get to this point. That the gospel, good and faithful servants, people who were willing, that came before us. Somebody had to tell them about Jesus so I could know about Jesus. Somebody had to tell that somebody about Jesus. Somebody told somebody about Jesus so you can get to the message. So you can pass it on to your daughter and your grandchildren and your children. Sister, somebody told y'all about Jesus to get y'all to this point to where you are today. Brother Carlos, somebody way down the line reached to where the message is to where you're sitting here today. Servants, they lay down their necks in church today. What more can we do? To where we can have that same testimony. Well done. The most important words. Thou good and faithful servant. When we stand before God, well done, my son. Enter into the joy of the Lord. Well done, my daughter. Enter into the joy of the Lord. That's going to be a glorious day. But for those, the Bible says, it's going to be a separation between the goats and the sheep. The sheep are those that are willing to follow. The sheep are those that are willing to listen. They call Christians sheeple sometimes. You're a bunch of sheeple. That's all right. I'm following the shepherd. I don't care. Call me a sheeple all day long. I'm following a good shepherd. He knows where he's going. I'd rather that than be a goat. Goats eat anything. They're rebellious. That's why he said that. They'll come to you. You go to the zoo. They'll chew on your clothes. Stay back from the fence. They're going to eat your clothes. They'll eat anything. Goats will consume anything. And that's how the devil wants us to be, as goats. They consume all the junk and filth of the world. But you know what? Nah, I don't want to be a goat. I want to be a sheep. Amen. We want to follow the goat, as we share with you a few weeks ago. The greatest of all time, Jesus Christ. The greatest of all time, Jesus Christ. So goats and sheep will have to bow to that goat one day. He is the Lamb of God, not a goat, but the Lamb of God. Amen. As we bow our heads in reverence to God today. He told us another place. He says, enter in. He says, but those that do not know me, he says, depart from me. We don't want to hear those words. Depart from me. But he says, come unto me now. Come unto me, all you that labor, heaven labor. Come, become a servant. Come and be faithful. Come and dedicate your life. Come, let me make things well for you. Come and let me give you, he says, my yoke is easy. My burden is light. Come. I can fix this thing for you. Come, I can give you good results. Come, I can give you good success. Come to me. Come, all ye No doubt, I know how to do it well. I can finish it. I can complete it. I can close some doors that have been the same King she seemed to close. He knows how to complete it. He knows how to fulfill. Just come. You come with a servant's heart, saying, Lord, whatever you're willing me to do, I'll do it. Not my will, Lord, but thine be done. Those are the most important words that we want to hear. Let us be well, faithful, good servants unto the Lord, committed to God. Whatever you need God to do this morning, he's able to do it. Whether it's salvation, whether it's the Holy Ghost, he's able to do it today. Whether it's a breakthrough today, whether it's healing, whether I don't care what it is, our God is able to do it. But he needs you to come. He needs you to come. And no doubt give it over to Jesus. Whatever it may be, let God fix it. Let God heal it. Let God make it, mold it, shape it. He knows. He's the orchestrator of it all. God bless our prayer. Let's find a place to pray this morning. She begins to sing is unto the Lord. If you have a need this morning, if you need the power of God living in you, if you have a calling on your life, answer that calling right now. Answer that calling in your life. Answer that. What God is trying to do in your heart today. If you have a need in your life, come on, come on. As they begin to come, come on. If you need a touch from God, come, come to this altar. Jesus said, come on, come on. I can fix it. I know how to fix it. I know how to make it right. I know how to make you whole this morning. I know how to make it well. Don't hold back. Say, I'm going to work it out myself, preacher. No, let God do it. He does all things well. I'm good, Pastor. I'm good. No, come. Come. And let God heal it right now. Let God fix it. Let God make it. Let's begin to seek the Lord's face today. Call on Jesus, church. Call on him. Call on him. We take these final minutes of service. Call on the Lord our God. Lord, I pray, God, this morning. God, you are the orchestrator, giver of life. God, I pray you see every heart, every soul. We pray that God, those words that ring over their hearts and their souls, let that be the driving force in their minds. Let that be the driving force for their purpose. Let that be the driving force, these 5 points. Let them make that their motivation, God, to serve you and live for you. To hear those words of well done, thou good and faithful servant. To do what your will in this life, to be rewarded in the next. God, I pray. Those watching online as well, God. Those that don't know you, if you don't know him this morning, make this your prayer. Ask the Lord Jesus Christ into your life right now. Ask him into your heart and your soul. Get him in your life. Jesus gave his life on the cross for man to be saved. Jesus gave his heart, his body, soul, and spirit. His life, and he shed the innocent blood on that cross. And today, give your body, heart, and soul, and spirit to him. He was willing to give it all. That we could be saved. Willing to shed the price, go to hell for us, for an unworthy man and women like you and I. Our filthy rags, he was able to clean them up. Our darkened hearts, today he was able to make light again. And all of our sins, the Bible says he's able to forgive through the blood of Jesus Christ. Say, I believe in you, Lord. I accept you as my Lord and my Savior today. I receive you today. And I'm willing to serve you, God. Wash me, cleanse me, make me whole. Make me a new creature in Christ. God, from this day forward, I'll serve you. I accept you as Lord. I believe it. You are the Son of God, the Savior of this world. And God, you are now my Savior. I receive you right now, today, in Jesus' name, amen. If you need power today, ask God. Ask him to fill you right now with power from on high. Lord, give me power. His spirit, no doubt, he says, he when it comes down, he does all things in decency and in order. He will fill you with the power of God to where it will lead you and direct you, to where you have the power to be a servant, to where you have the power to live a life well, a life good and good in the sight of God, to where it's pleasing unto him. The power of the Holy Ghost, church. Say, I try to preach. I'm up and down, in and out, up to and fro, in and out the world. No, today is your day to let God do it completely in your heart. Not halfway, but completely. To make you whole. Let's seek the Lord's face. Come on, come on. to be outside of your will. As we stand to our feet this morning, I don't want to be outside of your divine will, but to walk with him. Amen. Wherever thou goest, walk with him in his presence, in the footprints of Jesus. Serve him. Live for him. Make this your prayer. Lord, what do you have me to do today? What's your will for me today? On your way to work, say, God, what do you have for me to do today? What's my purpose today for being on this earth? Let me do your will, God, in all things that I do. To be good and faithful, servant. To do it well. I don't want to do it on my own. God, I want to do it through you. Through you. Let God use and move and operate through you. Amen. Through you and I. Because we'll break it. We'll mess it up every time. We'll break it. We'll destroy it. We'll damage it. But let God do it. Amen. Let the Lord do it. God bless our prayer. That's a little warmer today. Amen. It's that time of the year. I believe that's what I meant to share with you. They came from Florida and Texas. These folks here, they brought the heat with them. And so Florida and Texas, they mix together. They bring a bunch of heat. But we're thankful. I ain't complaining, though, because December's right around the corner, I believe. Amen. But God bless our prayer. We'll see you soon. Reverend Johnson, if you dismiss us in prayer, please. Have a wonderful afternoon. Amen. Amen. See you soon. See you soon.